you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, the only true and living God, who loves us so dearly, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is My God, Part 2. My text is Psalms 95:3, which states, "For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." God is to be praised because He is a great God and sovereign Lord of all. He is great and therefore greatly to be praised. He is infinite and great and has all perfection in Himself. He has great power. He is a great King above all gods, above all considered gods, all principal officials, to whom He said, "You are gods." He manages them all and serves His own purposes by them. And to Him, they are all accountable. Above all counterfeit gods, all pretenders, all those that take possession by force, He can do that which none of them can do. He can and will starve and eliminate them all. He has great possessions. This lower world is here particularly specified. We think of those great men who have large territories, which they call their own against all the world, which yet are a very inconsiderable part of the universe. How great then is that God, whose the whole earth is, and the fullness thereof, not only under whose feet it is, as He has an indisputable dominion over all the creatures and the true nature in them, but in whose hand it is, as He has the actual directing and disposing of all, even the deep places of the earth, which are out of our sight. Subterraneous springs and mines are in His hand, and the height of the hills, which are out of our reach, whatever grows or feeds upon them, is His also. This may be taken figuratively. The meanest of the children of men, who are as the low places of the earth, are not beneath His surveillance. And the greatest, who are at the strength of the hills, are not above His control. Whatever strength is in any creature, it is derived from God and employed for Him. The sea is His and all that is in it. The waves fulfill His word. It is His, for He made it, gathered its waters and fixed its shores. The dry land, though given to the children of men, is His too, but He still reserved the property to Himself. It is His, for His hands formed it, when His word made the dry land appear. His being the creator of all makes Him, without dispute, the owner of all. This being a gospel psalm, we may very well suppose that it is the Lord Jesus whom we are here taught to praise. He is a great God. The mighty God is one of His titles, and God over all, blessed forevermore. As mediator, He is a great King above all gods. He, by Him, kings reign, and angels, principalities, and powers are subject to Him. By Him, as the eternal word, all things were made. And it was fit He should be the restorer and reconciler of all, who was the creator of all. To Him all power is given, both in heaven and in earth. And into his hand all things are delivered. It is he that sets one foot on the sea and the other on the earth, and sovereign Lord of both. And therefore, to him we must sing our songs of praise, and before him we must worship and bow down, because he is our God. He not only has dominion over us, as he has over all the other creatures, but stands in special relation to us. He is our God, and therefore it is expected we should praise him. What else did he make us for, but that we should be to him for a name and a praise? He is our creator and the author of our being. We must kneel before the Lord, our God, maker. Idolaters kneel before gods which they themselves made. We kneel before a God who made us and all the world, and who is therefore our rightful owner. For his we are, and not our own. He is our Savior and the author of our blessedness. He is here called the rock of our salvation, not only the founder, but the very foundation of that work of wonder on whom it is built. That rock is Christ. To him, therefore, we must sing our songs of praises, to him that sits upon the throne and to the Lamb. We are therefore his under all possible obligations. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. All the children of men are so. They are fed and led by his providence, which cares for them and conducts them as the sheep shepherd the sheep. We must praise him, not only because he made us, but because he preserves and maintains us, and our breath and ways are in his hand. All the church's children are in a special manner so. Israel are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand, and therefore he demands their tribute in a special manner. The gospel church is his flock. Christ is the great and good shepherd of it. We as Christians are led by his hand into the green pastures. By him, we are protected and well provided for. To his honor and service, we are entirely devoted as a peculiar people. And therefore to him must be glory in the churches throughout all ages. God is described as creating everything on earth. Everything is under his control, including the hills and the sea. God created the land. He is described as our maker. After knowing who God is, the psalmist encouraged others to worship God. We, his people, must pay attention to his voice. Since worship includes the priest reading and expounding the scripture, the worshipers will hear his voice. And in the rest of the psalm, the congregation reminds itself that they must take it to heart, believing and obeying their great king. The psalmist is basically saying, turn to God. Do not be like Israel. Israel had a chance to go to the promised land, but they rebelled against God. For 40 years they wandered in the wilderness. Those that rebelled against God died in the wilderness. God always offers life and the best choices. Today we can follow God or die in our sins. Salvation is available right now. If you do not accept God, you could die in your sins. There is a life in following God. He is the source of our joy. The psalmist accepted God and found joy in songs by just thinking about the God he is serving. He watches over me. He guides me along life's path. He gives me peace. He gives me joy. He gives me love. I'm going to serve him. He gives me comfort when I am down and out. He revives my spirit. He lifts my heavy burdens. He picks me up and gives me a new start. He is my friend when I'm lonely. He is good to me. I get happy when I think of the goodness of God and what he has done for me. He loves me in spite of my ways. He is my God. Why not make him your God? Jesus died a painful death on the cross at Calvary so that our sins may be forgiven and we can have eternal life. Therefore, accept him as your Lord and Savior and live for him. Florida lawmakers passed ban on social media for kids under 16, despite constitutional concerns. Other states have considered similar legislation, but most have not proposed a total ban. February 23, 2024, by the Associated Press. Supporters in Florida hope that if the bill becomes law, it will withstand legal challenges because it will ban social media formats based on addictive features such as notification alerts and autoplay videos rather than the content of their sites. But opponents say it blatantly violates the First Amendment and that it should be left to parents, not the government, to monitor children's social media use. This isn't 1850. While parents show up at school board meetings to ban books, their kids are on their iPads looking at really bad stuff, said Democratic Senator Jason Pizzo. Let's have a bill that encourages engaging with your children, cooking dinner, sitting at a table together, making eye contact, calling grandma to see if she's okay once in a while, he said. Legislation had a mix of Republicans and Democrats on both sides of the issue. DeSantis said he understood that the platforms could be harmful to teenagers, but stressed that parents need to play a role in monitoring use. We can't say that 100% of the users are bad because they're not, DeSantis said at an Orlando area news conference before the bill passed. I don't think it's there yet, but I hope we can get there in a way that answers both parental concerns. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is grace. The word grace means more than just God's kindness toward us or even his mercy. It means his undeserved favor. It means God owes nothing to us and we deserve nothing from him. Ephesians 2:5 says it like this, that by grace you have been saved, which means our salvation was totally unmerited. It came solely because of God's grace. The motive of grace is the compassionate, infinite love of a merciful God. But the work of grace was Christ's death on the cross. When I imagine Christ hanging from the cross, the spikes in his hands, the crown of thorns on his brow, his blood draining from his body, the soldiers mocking him. Then I began to see the depth of God's grace. Then I realized that nothing can equal the infinite love of God for a sinful world. But God's grace is also shown when we humbly bow before Christ in repentance and faith. For then we find forgiveness. Thank God for his grace, for without it, we would have no hope. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to pray, put God first, trust and obey his word, and take purposeful action for his glory. Be safe and stay encouraged, my friends. And remember, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.